Blog Talk Radio.
California! Woo! My, I tell you, it is hot!
It is hot, hot. But you know what? We got a lot of water. I posted some pictures. I mean, we are doing what we have to do. We are celebrating, you know, family. We're celebrating love. We're celebrating each other. And we're celebrating you as well. That's why we are on the air when we are on the road, because we love you guys. And we love to just, you know, do this with you guys. So much love to all the listeners around the world. God bless you guys. Thanks, Greg, for the amazing flyers that you always put together for us. We love you so much, and all the other things that you do behind the scene, my brother. God bless you. Anyway, guys, so, oh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to turn this down just a tad. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that I care and I love you and we appreciate you. I picked up my platinum record the other day. Oh, man, that was nice. So I appreciate my friend T for showing up. He went to actually pick it up for the place that we got it from, and he brought it to me. And so thanks so much, T-Ray, for blessing us. T-Ray is an amazing guy. He was our road manager, but he also was a part of the dominance of USC football. That's a college out here in the United States in Southern California, where O.J. Simpson went. T-Ray was the guy. He was the running back at the time. He was the one before O.J. came and showed his skills, and actually him and T were sharing the position, and then history had that O.J. just took over and was all over the place. He was an amazing athlete. Stop it. So anyway, I just want to say to my dog, stop it. I'm on the radio. Can't y'all have a little bit of love, respect? Good gracious. Anyway, guys, I just want to get going here on this indie jazz show where, you know, we just had Carlita Duran right there with that beautiful song, I Bet. And I just want to say thanks to Don Fleming. Happy birthday to Don Fleming. Man, oh, man, happy birthday, my brother. May God bless you and keep you and just enjoy, you know, your birthday, man, with your wife. And thanks for being a part of Soul Eye Records Radio as well. So we celebrate indie jazz, indie music all around the world here on Soul Eye Records Radio every Wednesday. I think last week we had Victor Wooten. So we always looking for amazing acts, some that you may know and some you may not know. And so because we want to lift up those new artists that don't get the kind of recognition that the old school artists do or the big artists do, right? So if you know anyone that's looking, you know, to a little support and stuff, send them to Soul Eye Records Radio at gmail.com, soulirecordsradio@gmail.com, and we'll work with them and try to get them on the air. Anyway, God bless you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in. As I am 2 hours earlier than I normally am, even though for you guys it's the same time, but for us, because we're in a different time zone in California, you know, in the United States we have like 4 different time zones. That's kind of ridiculous. But we do, right? We got the Pacific time, Mountain time, Central time, and Eastern time. That's just a lot going on there. So we got all these different time zones. But anyway, so we're 2 hours away from where we normally are. And so God bless you guys. And I just always have to, when we're doing jazz and playing jazz, I always think about you know, my teacher, who is absolutely amazing. He was my teacher from a distance. I never knew him, but I studied him. And Chick Corea was absolutely amazing. And he passed away not too long ago. And so rest in peace, Chick, and we love you, and we thank you for your contribution to the jazz, progressive jazz world, and just as your contribution to the music industry, period. As we know, Stanley Clark and Lenny White and Al D'Amelio will miss you very, very much as you guys were in the group together called Return to Forever. And so, but Chick, you know, he did so many different things. He had so many different things that he wanted to share with the world in regards to the gift that God had put in him. And so, and he did. He did his own thing. He did solo stuff. He got other bands going on. And Return to Forever was the group that I was introduced to. And man, did I fall in love with them. My goodness gracious. As a young man, I was introduced to them. And it really blessed my heart. And so I want to, you know, just, this is really about Chick. And this is the song that I want to play you. Is a Chick song, is what he did. But later on, I will play some stuff to you from Return to Forever as well. Okay, so, and that's with all those amazing musicians, including Stanley Clark. So Lenny White was the drummer that, the first drummer in my life as a young man that I strived to be like. I wanted to be like Lenny. You know, a lot of people, I want to be like Mike. I wanted to be like Lenny. He was the guy. And he was amazing. And I still have so much respect for him because he was so amazing in terms of just filling up the pocket and just, you know, driving that train as a drummer. I was just so proud that I was smart enough to see that this guy was the guy. And so many blessings. I also want to give a shout out to the Whispers group right now. I can see you guys are writing messages to me. Thank you so much in the Whispers group for that. Jeffrey, I thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, congratulations. We appreciate you. And but anyway, guys, so let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. Chick Corea. About the last two songs I played you, I wrote those two songs from indie artists, right? Me being the last song as an indie artist. And then prior to that, Mr. Daryl Duncan as an indie artist, even though he was on Motown at the time. And we did Rock Me, Baby, Rock Me, Baby. Hell yeah, hold on. I think I need a microphone. Come on, let's get going here. Anyway. So, guys, listen, so like I said, we're going to be hearing indie and jazz artists today. So a lot of this stuff you might not know, but it's just good music. And it may be a blessing to you, something maybe you could add to your catalog. I will try to post some of the links and, you know, the songs so you'll know what they are. You could always go back. You don't have to worry about it right now because it'll be in the show thing. So you could always go back later and say, there was a song I really heard I liked. And then you'll be able to find it right there, okay? So thank you so much for tuning in today. This is a great jazz artist that we had on last week or the week before, Victor Wooten. I want you guys to just check him out because he is all that. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Wows by Victor Wooten. Wows. That's a great title for that, because that was absolutely amazing. Let's keep it going.
We'll cross the path once again. Oh,
We need to let them know we appreciate that, and we want you to continue to bless us with this good music, because good music pleases the soul. It takes care of you. It helps you through bad times. It helps to lift your spirit up. You know, it is something that helps you celebrate life and enjoy the good times as well. So let's just make sure we let these indie artists know that we love their good music. We love it. And definitely here on Soul Light Records Radio, we truly love it. Don't forget, tomorrow is Throwback Thursday. And we're going to throw it back. And man, oh man, you know, I have some pictures that came to me. And I happen to be on the road. And they are in my mailbox. And it's a throwback pictures. And I wanted to post them. And I'm so frustrated. They came on the DVD drive. And the ironic thing is they came from California, right where I am. That is so weird, man. But anyway, guys, I love this music. I hope you do it. I want to keep it going here on Soul Light Records Radio. So let's keep on rolling, and thank you for hanging out with us today. We love you and appreciate you very, very much. Stanley Clark putting it down. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and blessing us. We appreciate you. My. Love that song. And that song, man, Don, I know you probably never heard that song before in your life, but that song is called Broken World. I grew up playing that song as a young man. I told you guys early in the show that I was going to play some stuff I returned to forever, which was the group that Chick Corea, Stanley Clark, Al DiMilliola, and Lenny White was all in together. And so that was a great song. And I believe that song was written by Stanley Clark, if I'm not right. But anyway, Don Fleming is in. Happy birthday, Don. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, what's happening? I am here, you know. Yeah, it is my birthday. The big 4-8, man, that's crazy. That is crazy.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man, I'm about
it.
To be 50 in a couple of years. Lord, give me breath. But, yeah, that's I'm pushing on half a century.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And that's awesome, man. What a blessing it is, you know. I mean, you know, just to age is a beautiful thing. And so many people look at it as a negative thing as we get older, like, oh, no. You know how many people wish they were able to gotten older that lost their life along the way? So we have so much to be grateful for. But also with age comes wisdom, right? And you could use that wisdom to be a blessing to your nieces and nephews, your family members. People look up to you because you're older and you're wiser, and they come to you for advice. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. A lot of experience comes with age. So, you know, don't trip. It's a beautiful. They say age ain't nothing but a number. So enjoy your number. Mr. 48.
I know.
Wow.
I know, but it's you know, and the fact that we're doing it on Indie Jazz Wednesday, it's just you know, you know the fact that, you know, you're getting old, you know, the older people, it's that conventional wisdom that older people listen to jazz music, which is far from the truth. But no, seriously, I just think it's smooth. It's smooth jazz. It's indie music. It's all me, baby. That's me.
There you go. I mean, you know, like I said, with wisdom, you know, sometimes you get tired of the bang, bang, bang music. Sometimes you just want to chill and just, you know, have some music in the background. Just color in the black.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. So it's all good. That's the maturity part, you know. But 48 does sound kind of old. Look at who's talking. Look who's talking, Mr. 64.
I'd be very blessed to reach your age one day, man. You know, and then
yes,
the fact
that
you out in the pool, with the grandkids running around like you 20.
Well, that's what we do because we're so excited, right? To just see them. I haven't seen them, and they're growing up, and you know, it's just beautiful. You know, rather it's your grand. You know, your nieces or your nephews or it's your own kids or your great-grand. It's just watching little kids grow up is so beautiful. And playing with them. And I on my video, I was saying, okay. I was talking to my granddaughter. I said, okay, we love you. And she goes, love you too.
It was
funny because I was telling her to repeat after me, right? She's supposed to repeat after me. So everything I was saying, she was saying. But when I said love you, she thought I was saying that to her. So she said love you too back. And it's so cute. I just, oh, my God. She just got my heart. So, I'm completely blessed, man. So I'm celebrating, you know, just life, you know, hanging out, getting to see the grandkids. But at the same time, I get to celebrate your birthday on air. Here on Solar Records Radio, Mr. 48.
Well, thank you, sir.
And we're proud of you. We're proud of you, man. You've done very well for yourself, and you know A lot of people have not accomplished a lot of the things that you accomplished, my friend. So I'm very proud of you. And I know you said in the beginning it was a little rocky for you, but you know what? You pushed through the storm, man. And so my hat's off to you. I salute you and your wife and, you know, just all your accomplishments. And so keep on keeping on, Don.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's just one of those things that, you know, you don't know how much, and I don't say this with vanity. I don't say this to be conceited or nothing. You just don't know who you've touched in your life, you know, when they say things, you know, it's like those things. They say all of these great things at your funeral, but you can't really hear it because, you know, you're dead. You know, but it's just great to hear these type of, you know, these things, man, and you just don't know who you've impacted in your life, you know, in about a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, and I don't mean to shift this to anything somber, but on the 29th, you know, it'll be a year since my mom passed. So July is kind of a celebration month. But it's all celebration, despite how you look at it. But there's that moment of that bittersweet moment where you know at the end of July, you know, you lost the person that gave you life. So, you just don't know who you've touched until someone just says it, and you're not fishing for it. It just naturally happens. I don't look for it. What do you think about me? What have I touched your life over the past so and so years I've met you? No, it's just when it organically comes out, it just feels good to hear it, man. And again, I don't do it for the accolades. I just do it. I do it because I love to do it. And reaching out to people, whether I was, you know, whether I was teaching, whether I was on radio, you know, it just, you know, I feel that, you know, I left an impact on my life. And again, you don't know how much of that impact is until someone says it. And thank you for saying those words. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, please. You're so, so welcome. God bless you, man. And enjoy the rest of your day. I know that there's a young artist that you wanted me to play a song. You want to tell us a little bit about this artist?
Well, actually, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had a great few weeks. I mean, as far as guests on the shows, I mean, you had Jelly Bean Johnson from The Time. Who else we had, man? We had a couple of jazz artists you had a few weeks ago.
Victor Wooten?
Yes. Yes, I mean, amazing artists, and of course, we had Rocky Robbins. Thank you for having Rocky, you know, getting Rocky Robbins to come to the show and hang out with me. And I think 2 weeks ago, not last Thursday, but the Thursday before that, we had Hubert Eaves III. Of course, Hubert Eaves was in the group Entombed, and of course, he went on and worked with D-Train and been a part of D-Train for like five albums. And just an amazing songwriter, amazing producer, along with, you know, of course, with Reggie Lucas and James Entombed himself. Of course, rest in peace to those brothers. But Hubert Eaves was just an amazing, amazing interview. And his son, Hubert Eaves IV, is a jazz artist, man. And he has a song out right now. I was hoping you guys can highlight it for him and everything. Hopefully we can get Hubert Eaves IV on the show soon. But the song I want you to play, well, I want you guys to listen to, and of course, if you get a chance to, you can go back to that esoteric funk and play Hubert Eaves' Painful Pleasure. But this one is from The Sun. And of course, the song that I want to talk about, I want you guys to listen to, is called Dot Dida. So guys, check it out. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Indie Jazz Thursday. Take it away, Wardell, man. Thank you so much.
Ripped up on my love.
Okay, sir, what seems to be the problem? Officer, this woman is a thief. She broke into my house, caught me sleep and stole my heart. Even after I gave her all my money, bought her a house, I gave her jewelry and bought her a brand new car. Well, I believe we have her in our custody now. Is this the woman? Is this the woman?
We'll be right back.
All right.
What did you do?
Okay, guys. I want to play Don's request because it's his birthday, but I played the third instead of playing the fourth. So daddy da, right? Is that how you say it, Don?
Daddy da. Yeah.
All right. The first song
we played, of course, that was from Jubilee's the Third. Is this something new? His new project that he's working on. He doesn't really have a name of the song. I just call it Untitled. So we profiled it on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I appreciate Wardell for playing it because it is funny, and it is funky.
Yes, it is. I'll say. And then the second song, that's we had her on Alfred Anderson. She came on. She was a member of Chic, and that's her singing the lead on that song. And so she is an indie artist because now she's putting out her own stuff. And you got to check her out, Alfred Anderson. She's amazing. And so check her out, please. And if you want to just go back and listen to her interview, she was awesome. So please do if you want to, or just go ahead on and Google her or go to YouTube, whatever you'll find her. But here we go, right here and now. We got another 22 minutes left in the show. Don Fleming and Wardell Parks Jr. here on Soulout Records Radio on Indie Jazz Day. And Don missed the 48th birthday today. So, Don, I you know, here you go, my brother. God bless you. And we'll be back.
Lord, away.
No, no.
Wonderful song. That's GC Cameron. Truly wonderful. Here on Soul Eye Records Radio. Thank you guys again for another beautiful and blessed time together. We appreciate you very. We appreciate you very much here at Soul Eye Records Radio. Once again, happy birthday to our brother Don Fleming. Enjoy your 48th birthday, my friend. God bless you, and I'm happy for you. And so anyway, guys, so tomorrow, don't forget, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Soul Eye Records Radio. We will be celebrating Throwback Thursday. So get your pictures ready. I need you to post them. Come on, stop playing around, guys. Y'all. I found a picture, so I found another picture of mine, so I'm going to post that as well. Greg, thank you, my friend. Love you very much. Astrid is getting ready to hit the road. She is coming to the United States of America. So, Astrid, safe travels for you, sweetheart. And you be safe, and you take care of yourself. And it's a possibility we might see each other on the road. So, we'll see what happens. Let me see. Is there anything else that comes to mind that I'd like to share? Nah, I guess not. I think it was something I wanted to tell you, but I can't remember. Okay. Well, anyway, you guys take care. This next song I'm going to play you is written by one of my closest friends, Richard Randolph, who passed away last year. And so he and I wrote this song together. And so you guys all take care. You be blessed. And Kevin Spencer is singing lead on the song. Like Kevin from Dynasty and Richard Randolph is singing Lead on the Bridge. So anyway, we'll see you guys around. Much love, T-Ray. Thanks so much for getting me my platinum record. I love you, brother. Thank you so much. And Foster Silvers, much love. It was nice hanging out with you the other day. And to just all our friends out here, Ricky Freeze, you and your family, God bless you, man. And we'll catch you all next time that we're out here. I still may get to see some of you guys. Linda Carrier, I won't get to see her because she's going to be busy the next couple of days, and we're going to be doing the same. So, but anyway, Leon Silvers, didn't get to see you on this trip. But anyway, you guys all be blessed and take care. And thank you again so much for everything that you do. Take care, and go into our archives at SoulEyeRecordsRadio.com or WardellPotsJr.com. All right, and go to our store and shop if you want. Get something, and you can use all different types of credit cards or whatever to order online. And they're pretty good at sending this stuff pretty quickly. So I've been really blessed, even overseas. So please check it out. And much love to Tony. Thanks, Tony, for helping us to get all this stuff set up with Tony Quaid. He's been a blessing to us here as well. All right. Good night. God bless. And we'll catch you guys later on Soul Eye Records Radio.
Closer, come on baby, just let it flow, come on. down on my knees.